Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. First time I ever was prepared to give a sermon sitting in the pew and started literally to get emotional before I even read the gospel. Something hit me this week, as it does every year, and it's somehow I tied it together, and I hope I can do that for you today. But the first thing I want to do is I want to take you back to my youth for just a selfish moment for a minute. Growing up, I was someone that loved every season of the year. But as most of you know, when you get around to fall, I am sorry, this is going to be long today. That's when I regenerate. It's in the fall of the year. I remember as a child watching the leaves change, looking forward to the crops ripening, watching the geese migrate. And I did that well into my adulthood. And since September was always that month of preparation, because October and November were really the months to play. So in September, you'd anticipate what was coming, and you scurry around in an attempt to get all those little things done that might get in the way of what you wanted to be distracted by in October and November. And that's the way it worked. Until September 11th, 2001. Wednesday of this week was the 18th anniversary of that day. To quote a phrase from Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the same as Pearl Harbor, a day that will live in infamy. I don't know about you, but if you were at least 6 or 8 years old then, you remember that day, or at least remember Mom and Dad talking about it. If you're like me, you know exactly where you were. I was in the car. I wasn't listening to the radio. I had no idea what happened. But back then, we had cell phones. Was that late? Tina called. Said a plane just hit one of the towers. And being a bit naive and wondering, how on earth could someone be so careless as to fly a plane into a skyscraper? I mean, they're pretty big. Now, that day was a day I had taken off to do a little work for a cousin of mine that lived up the road only 3 miles. They had a television set sat on the kitchen table. And I got there in time. We watched the tower burn. And we watched the second plane hit. And then I knew. I knew something was really wrong. And of course, other things filtered in. And we remember the look of those burning buildings. I know there are times in my life where I have stood feeling absolutely helpless. But I know that that day, that moment, ranked right at the top of the list. It was unbelievably terrible. And I still, to this day, have not found the words to describe how I felt. There were a lot of other pictures. There were pictures, unthinkable pictures, but mostly people that had gotten out, covered in dust, running away from the scene. But there was one picture, and many like them, that I will never forget. The firefighters and the first responders, as the people poured out of those buildings that could get out, without thinking twice, knowing full well, looking at a burning building, that they were taking their own lives in their hands, never thought twice, and they ran into those buildings. They didn't think about who was in there, they just wanted them out of there. They didn't know how many they were going to get out, but they would have ran in if they could have got one. They didn't ask themselves if they were U.S. citizens or if there were foreigners working in the building. They didn't ask themselves if they were black or white or red or male or female. They went in. They left family and friends behind to save the many, and if necessary, to save the one. In today's gospel lesson, as they always did, the Pharisees loved to watch Jesus. They loved to find things that they could pick at and they could pull out because he was recognized as a teacher, someone that knew what he was talking about. The Pharisees in general were a very, very small group of Jewish people. They made up maybe 5%. The scribes were the hierarchy of the Pharisees. They were made up of people like you and I. There were very few priests involved. But they held themselves aside or above the rest, and they were looked upon and they were respected because of their deep understanding of the Torah and their strict, staunch keeping of the rules and the traditions that they had created around themselves. But they didn't seek out others as a benefit to others. If you wanted to be a part of them, you needed to play by their rules. And if you didn't, you were lost. They did not mingle. They did not reach out to people in need. They did not reach out to people that were suffering or scared. They were pretty much just about themselves. Although they did tithe, if you weren't one of them, they set themselves aside. So Jesus being looked upon as kind of one of them, in their eyes, why would he eat with sinners and tax collectors? Why would he lower himself for them? And in two of the most beautiful parables that Jesus gives us, the good shepherd will leave all those that understand, all those that have received grace, all those that have the gift of faith to go after the one. To bring back the one. Because to him, just one was still that important. And that is the real gospel message today, that there is, where Christ is concerned, no one left behind. And that is something that each and every one of you and everyone that listens to this sermon today needs to remember. That Christ came for the many. He came for all, but he also came for each and every one of you. Because although we come and we worship and we listen to the word and we share a meal, there are those days that are dark. There are those days where grace is elusive, where the comfort of our Lord seems nowhere to get, nowhere to grab. And Jesus will always, always never forsake you and come find you. Even if it means leaving the 99 to find just you. That is our promise from our Lord. And that is one that we take with us each and every day, that he will never forsake us and even lost come and find us. But in today's gospel message, there's also a call to ministry. Because just as those firefighters going in those doors knew that the guy behind them had his back, knew that they had the total support of the community, we too have the total support of our Lord and Savior to take the ministry, to take the love of Christ with us and not leave anyone behind. Never second guess grace. Never second guess love. Never second guess the sacrifice of Christ and the promise of eternal life. And take it with us each and every day when we leave here, just like one of those firefighters. We take it to the many. We take it to the one. But we take it. And we know that our Lord and Savior will always, always, always have our back. Because he came so that no one would be left behind. On that fateful day so long ago, we saw the worst of humanity. But we also saw the best. And in and through our Lord Jesus Christ, that is our call. Leave no one behind. Amen.